When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last topic, hot topic we're going to talk about is the upcoming albums that's dropping this summer. Some summer releases that's going to be dropping. Anything real quick, I'm just going to give a list down of the albums that's coming out. We got Lil Durk that's supposed to be dropping in May 26th with Almost Healed. Then we got Killer Mike coming out with Michael June 16th. Beanie the Butcher and supposed to be dropping Everybody Can't Go. Executive produced by Alchemist and produced by Hit-Boy, so that should be interesting. Jay Worthy and Rock Marciano is dropping an album. I think it's Jay Worthy over Rock Marciano Beats, and which I'm seeing tomorrow, actually. I'm going to see that show tomorrow. He's coming here to Atlanta, so that's going to be dope as hell. Can't wait to go see that. Travis Scott is no release date for his album. It's supposed to be dropping Utopia. It says June, so I'm pretty sure he should be hearing a single or something. Something should be coming out pretty soon. Also, too, and I saw this today, he released a single, Black Milk, dropping. Is everybody good? She's supposed to be dropping in July. He released a single today. And then Future is right on the streets. I think Sonny had gave us the heads up that one of Future's close friends said that Dirty Sprite 3 is supposed to be dropping this year. No specific date. So, yeah, any of those albums, Spike. Any of those joints are sticking out to you that you kind of like, oh, man, I need to hear this.
I'm looking forward to that Michael the most.
Okay.
I'm a big Killer Mike fan outside of the booth. And I'm not as big a fan as his earlier stuff. It's too up-tempo, too, like, I like slower music. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that he's at a place in his career where it don't have to sound, because he's giving you Run the Jewels. So when he doing stuff solo, like he give you more soulful sample type stuff. I want to hear Killer Mike over stuff like that at this point in his career. So I'm looking forward to see how that Michael sounds.
Okay. And that's the only one pretty much that.
Yeah.
Or is it anything that you know that's, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ken.
No, just to add on to the Killer Mike thing. These producers on here definitely look interesting. No ID, DJ Paul. Andre 3000 supposed to be a feature on here, which is crazy.
Okay,
he probably had that shit since like 99.
yeah, Future and well, we already heard the one with Young Thug, I think. But yeah, this might be all right, so, bro.
Real quick before you go, Vifo. So, well, I've been asked just the whole panel. Y'all think he might try to go for I guess quote unquote more of Atlanta sound with this album? You think?
I think he should.
Yeah. Because Atlanta, I feel, is the sound has been like so diluted, like by so many different artists, you know what I'm saying, in Atlanta, where I think Killer Mike has an opportunity to kind of say, this is the sound. You know what I'm saying? I think he has a big enough name, a big enough stake in the game. Andre 3000 verse. We talking about these producers that Ken just named on there. I think that this can kind of reset, you know, what Atlanta hip hop could be or should be. I don't know if it's gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? The body of work itself got to be that good, but we shall see. Killer Mike is that type of artist that can do that.
I agree.
What about you, Ken? Anything? Even besides those albums that I named, anything that you know that's coming out that's kind of like, okay, I'm looking forward to this or want to hear something?
Well, just kind of sticking to what we got here. I mean, shit, that Jay Worthy Rock Marcy album is one that looks like it'll be interesting, even though we don't have a release date for that. I just never imagined Jay Worthy working with Rock Marciano.
Why is that?
He doesn't seem like that type of rapper.
But I think stylistically where Jay Worthy is going is like it makes sense to me. You know, like,
yeah, I mean, just hearing him with Larry June and Jay Worthy, that seemed like more of a pairing than Rock Marciano. But you know, it should be interesting. I think if Rock Marcy's doing the beats, right? Yeah, he ain't rapping with him.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rock, I guess Marcy, from a producer,
he's been in this producer bag as of late, man. Rock Marciano. I feel like this point in his career, he's kind of really tapping into his beat making and producer side, because like he produced Stove Guys, he did an album, he fully produced an album by Flea Lord, and you know this one. So it's just like I think he's really getting his producer back. And he produced what's the guy? He's in LA too. TP, ah, oh, shoot. Rod, because Rod put me up on him. Dang, I forgot his name. I can't think of his name right now. But yeah, Rock produced that. So yeah, Rock Marciano, I think this point, he's really in that producer bag right now. He's trying to get them beats out there, man. I ain't mad at it. So but and you interested in that Lil Durk, Spike?
I am, because of the title and the lead single. I really didn't expect J. Cole and the Feel Good Trick Daddy I Love the Kid song that he came out with, but it worked. Almost Healed, it seems like that's the direction that Durk is going to be leaning in, and that usually ain't what he does. So I am interested to see if that sticks, if people that like him like the style and like him having another perspective. Another one that you did mention that I'm interested in too, and I ain't really a big fan of his music, but I saw a quote from him recently that made me interested in the album. His Moneybagg Yo, Hard to Love.
Okay.
He was talking about how the last 2 years of his life just been extremely rough for him. I think he lost his best friend. His other friend went to jail. He lost somebody in his family to cancer, I believe. So he's just talking
heavy,
about,
it's gonna be a heavy album.
It should be really heavy and emotional. That's my type of music. So I look forward to hearing what that sounds like. Hard to Love, Moneybagg Yo.
Okay.
Real quick, we do still have all of the super chats, so we straight there, y'all.
Nice. Yeah, the super chats will get read. We got y'all. FIFO, any last thoughts for any for other me, albums you looking
at? Yeah, for me, Benny, because the last album, Tana Talk, what?
Tana Talk 4.
Four. You know, I'm not trying to hit a sore wound, but it did come and go. And it's very interesting, right? Because he went with Alchemist and Derringer. And that's kind of sort of the same one that, you know, took Tana Talk 3 to a whole nother level. And people say that's Benny's classic, you know. So for Tana Talk 4 not to like do
stick,
anything.
Like the stick, yeah.
You know, and then people question the joint he did with Hit-Boy. Like, oh, you know, is Benny trying to be too commercial, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
So for him to go back to that well with Hit-Boy.
And executive produced by Alchemist. And
executively produced by Alchemist is a very interesting play, because I do follow Benny on social media, and earlier this year he was in the he was in the studio with Metro Boomin. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, okay, so that's not gonna come out right now. So it's just very interesting the direction that Benny is going. And realistically, especially for Benny, it just seems like that Griselda wave is starting to plateau a little.
I was about to ask you that.
Starting to stagnate. So it's interesting that he's going back to this well when it feels like there's already a stagnation.
Okay. I think I was going to ask y'all, I don't even think that it's just Benny, though. I think it's the whole Griselda thing, because Conway just came out, what, 2 weeks ago? That came and went too.
Yeah, that won't he do really it. Talking about it like that.
So I wonder, has that wave kind of died down for them, and that's what you're going to get from here on out, like come and go out?
I think it's a Griselda fatigue.
Yeah, I do. Like, especially since Westside said he's not rapping anymore.
Yeah, he's still going to rap.
Didn't Meaty already do a project with Hit-Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't hit.
Well, I liked it. I liked
you know
it.
Ken, yeah, I was about to say, you I know Ken was it. Doing it on purpose.
but it wasn't well received on that end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's his name? Modest didn't like it that much. C-Time was Both of y'all was I was really the only one that liked it, because I liked the direction that he was going. But it'll be interesting. The reason why it's interesting to me is just because of the stagnation. I don't know why you would go back to the same well that has made you somewhat stagnant and complacent. To me,
Hit-Boy.
Yeah, you threw that right to Ken. But you know he was gonna slam dunk.
To me, like, working with producers like Metro and stuff like that, it's like, oh, what does that sound like?
Yeah.
And to me, that would drum up more intrigue at this point in their career. So again, that's why I'm interested.
Their music is starting to feel like reruns instead of brand new stuff. Like, everything's starting to feel like, man,
reruns.
Mike out here dropping reruns. Bars, man. Damn, he's hot.
Starting to feel like
coming up in here hot.
I saw some, what were you gonna say?
No, go ahead.
I had something real quick though.
Oh, what you got?
So y'all hear that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I better hear me, goddamn. but anyway, so FIFA, that makes me ask you a question, because part of this album that's been in talks about, Benny recently came out and said this specific project with Hit-Boy is supposed to go away from the boom bap stuff. So ain't this stuff you got on Town Talk 3 and 4 is not supposed to be on this next project?
See, this is why I'm all the way thrown the fuck off, because
what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Him. And then Alchemist is exactly produced. Alchemist primarily does boom bap.
That's his style.
You know, so I don't know. I'm here to see what it sounds like.
So I guess my one last question before King gets into it. Fans were saying that because it's supposed to be his Def Jam debut, that Def Jam is behind the reason he's changing the beats up.
I think that burden of proof was. That kind of got away. I think that's his best project, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't so much boom bap. Like, I feel like he mixed it up a little bit.
I feel like
Hit-Boy mixed it up. You mean?
Yeah,
that's the producer.
That's true.
I feel like Town Talk 3 is still his best project, because a lot of the beats weren't boom bap, but they were dark and gritty and like they hit hard. You know what I'm saying? Like the intro. Like that hits. That's not a boom bap beat. That intro.
I'm talking about another album.
Oh, you talking about a whole other album?
When the plugs, I meant. Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see, man. Yeah. We'll see.
Well,
we'll see.
One that wasn't on here that the chat keeps throwing out there. No Name. Supposed to be dropping something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to say, I feel like she tweeted it or said something on social media about finishing up or doing an album. So no date. But I thought she was stepping away. It seemed like she was kind of stepping away from hip hop.
I thought she didn't even.
Yeah, I thought she
didn't. J. Cole run her off?
That's what I was just about to say. That I'm glad you did.
I forgot what J. Cole said. But didn't they go back and forth on social media?
He had a song. He had a whole song.
Yeah, didn't they go back and forth on social media or something like that?
She made a tweet about a comment that he made, and he dropped a song about it.
Yeah, but I don't think it was because of that. But I think she would just, I thought she was really about to be like F rap, like she was just done with it or whatever. So, but all right, so I guess we can go ahead to the fun part of the show, which is the super chat.